KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
I've got a full hour for you. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll get an update from Glenn Lutchen. Oh, no, I take that back. Glenn, one of the other Glenns from Focus on the Family Stanton, he is a contributor to Daily Citizen. And we're going to talk about something positive about the state of marriage and the divorce rate. Actually, something good to report. So stay with us for that in just a few minutes. We'll also catch up with our Heritage Foundation update. We'll actually hear from Senator Blackburn in Tennessee about obstruction and how some are trying to obstruct the work being done by this administration to get people placed in the administration, approving them. It's been quite a process, but we'll hear an interview she did with folks from the Daily Signal, the news outlet essentially for the Heritage Foundation, and of course our Friday financial update. With Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates. He always has some insight you want to hear about, and today is no exception. Make sure you're tuned in for all of that in the rest of the hour. Coming up this weekend, brand new, new programming to KLYT, but not necessarily to this radio ministry. Returning to this radio ministry and new to KLYT, some family programming Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, Paws and Tales, put together by Insight for Living. That comes back on Saturday morning as part of that family lineup from 7 to 9 a.m. The Brinkman Adventures at 7:30, which essentially is a radio show that tells true modern missionary stories through the fictional Brinkman family. We talked with Ian Boltman, the creator and producer for that yesterday. You can check that out on the web at abqconnect.online. Following that, at 8 o'clock Saturday morning's Adventures in Odyssey returns to radio this radio ministry. First time, though, on KLYT. And that's followed at 8:30 by Radio Theater from Focus on the Family. So there's a lot of great family programming Saturday morning. Let your friends and family know about that. I've got some great memories of, and I mentioned it on a visit with the staff from Focus on the Family yesterday, of traveling and having Adventures in Odyssey for the kids. In studio with us, Dennis and Dawn are here from the Life Courses at Calvary Church, and they'll be heading up the Biblical Discipleship course that gets underway this Monday at 6:30 at the main campus of Calvary Church on Osuna. Dawn, Dennis, thanks for coming, and Adventures in Odyssey or any of that family programming, does that ring a bell with either?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I raised my kids on the trips that we took on Adventures in Odyssey. Boy, we love that.
Yeah.
You know, it was great stuff.
Yeah, Dawn, I don't know. Not so much?
I have to confess, more than the radio, we had a lot of 8-tracks.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of Gaither music.
Okay.
So that's
got to love the Bill Gaither.
Yes. Know,
Bill Gaither was a big part of DC Talk even becoming a thing.
There you go.
And back then, they were a new thing.
Yeah.
But at any rate, Don Dennis, thanks for coming in. Biblical Discipleship. Don, grab that thing and pull it. Just look. There you go. Let's talk about it. Who's biblical discipleship? Who's it for?
Go ahead, Don.
It's for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much like Calvary has the slogan, for anyone, not for everyone. Biblical discipleship is for everyone.
Yeah.
I would say that it's for new believers, old believers, anywhere you are in your Christian walk. And even if you don't know if you're walking yet.
Yeah, I love that, Don. You know, in spite of my physique now as an athlete, you know, when I was younger and baseball, you know, every spring, you know, basics back, just playing catch, eye on the ball. I'm glad that you included those who've maybe been through a discipleship, been walking with the Lord for a long time. Nothing wrong with walking through this again. I imagine when you get some believers in the course that, you know, maybe walked through this course or something similar to it in the past, they have opportunity to come alongside you and kind of mentor people. So maybe someone who's going through it for the first time and encourage them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the Bible never gets old. Yeah. There is always something in it that's fresh and new and exciting, no matter how many times you've read it.
Yeah, it's thousands of years new.
Absolutely.
Amen. Isn't that the truth? So I would like to also say that, you know, how many people out there have you actually gone through discipleship or you have discipled anyone? It's amazing how low the number is.
Yeah.
And so what did Jesus say in Matthew 28:19? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So are we doing that? Are we helping others to see the teachings of Christ? Are we knowing that ourselves? So who are we in Christ? So this class is really focused on that. I love how every time we go and we start this new lesson, this new class, it's a semester.
Yeah.
It basically follows the school year. But every time I go in there, as Don said, you know, when you get a little more information and you humble yourself a little more, you're at another level to look at Scripture again, and it's fresh and new, like you say. So, yeah, come in and join us. You're going to be able to see who you are in Christ, and then you're going to be used by Christ. That's what's so exciting to see these guys do, and men and women that come, even more than once, 2, 3, 4 times, they're able to dig into the Word, put it in their heart, like you had said just earlier. That is something that's so important. Do you have the heart? Do you have the Scripture hidden in your heart?
Yeah.
And that's where the Spirit will use you in a conversation with someone.
You know, often when I sit in this seat, you know, and of course, we're providing this content to the KLYT listener, and I try to be one of those, you know, when you're walking through, and I questions pops in my head that I have to imagine other people are. So I'm going to ask, what's the cost for the course?
No cost except for the book.
And time.
Right.
Yeah. And if I could say something about the issue of time.
Yeah.
The class gives a person the time and space to dig into the Word and to develop relationships. It's really a relationship building class. It's about growing your relationship with God.
Yeah.
Taking that to a deeper, more intimate level. And as a result of that, when you grow your relationship with God, you grow right relationships and healthy, loving relationships with the people who are around you.
Yeah, your sphere of influence. And I'm going to imagine that, you know, I know from our early days at Calvary Church, or it was probably Calvary Chapel back then, you know, when we showed up with a bunch of kids, we volunteered cleaning toys once a week. You know, whether it's that or teaching a class or attending a class like this, often lifelong relationships come out of that.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, getting to know the instructors, either the facilitators better or the other people in the class. So that's great opportunity as well. Another question for those listening. Well, I don't attend Calvary. What do you tell that person?
Yeah, they can come. You know, we've had a lot of people that come that from whatever church you're around. So so important to, do you ever ask yourself, you know, I just don't seem to have the Scripture when I'm talking to someone to come to mind? Or can you attach a Scripture to what you want to share with somebody? That's what this class helps you do. Scripture, Scripture, Scripture. It helps you dig in deep to where it's less of your opinion and more of the Scriptures. Well, the truth says, or the Bible says,
right.
That's what I try to do that. I lack big time, but this helps me.
Practice makes permanent.
Amen.
So, and amen. And my listeners are, right, there goes Ryman again. That's a regular, that's part of, it's a thing for me. It's true. If you practice poorly, you'll perform poorly.
Yeah.
So practice makes permanent. Spend some time in the Word and regular time in the Word. And let me reemphasize what's going on here. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Don and Dennis, some of the facilitators at the Biblical Discipleship, a class coming up starting this Monday night at Calvary Church Albuquerque, Anosuna, 6:30. And encourage you to come out. And listen, we talked about, you know, no matter where you are in your walk, it's always good to refresh going through some of these things. It's you know, an opportunity to make disciples. If you have someone you know who maybe hasn't been discipled, instead of just saying, oh, you should go to the, invite them to come with you.
Yes. Amen.
And then you have opportunity outside of here together to sharpen one another. So there's a couple of ideas. Hey, I want to give Dennis a minute or two to talk about an upcoming event, but I'll throw it back to Dawn and Dennis before we put a bow on the discussion about biblical discipleship. Anything else that I'm cutting you off, or did we cover it?
No, I think it's, you know, I just want to make sure that people do understand that this is for everybody, yeah. Like you said. If you just brand new in Christ or been walking a long time.
You're at Calvary or another church or no church.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So please come on Monday night, 6:30. We'd love to see you. We'll bring
you'll bring charm, wit, and personality.
Bring some worship. We'll bring some things that you're going to learn through the Word of God. It's very good lessons.
All right. And with a minute or two we have left here, Dennis, I wanted to throw it back to you. You also are a big part of what's happening with the New Mexico Man of Honor, and we had Chris Cleveland in this week to talk about the upcoming event. And if folks, men, gentlemen, go to nmmenofhonor.com, you'll see the event that's coming up tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have an event tonight. It's 5 o'clock. We're going to have Chick-fil-A. I've got Dan O'Brien coming himself, and it's going to be nice to fellowship with him. Come and have a Chick-fil-A meal at 5 o'clock. It is a vendor set up.
Yeah.
Then at 6 o'clock, we're going to start the event. The event will start with some welcoming the guys, and we'll have some worship. And then a special treat also is I'm going to interview Dr. William Summers, who is an elder doctor, psychiatrist. He has a mile-long bio, but I'm going to interview him about the body, the temple of God. And then right after him, we'll have Chris Cleveland give his message to us. He is the leader of Under His Construction, and it'll be great.
A lot of lives being, and we'll see that tonight, probably, lives being changed. It's at the Salvation Army Church on Bryn Mawr. Just do a search for that. You'll find it. The fellowship, guys, gets underway at 5, and then the actual event is at 6 o'clock at the Salvation Army Church on Bryn Mawr. Dawn, Dennis, thank you so much for all you do for biblical discipleship. I do want to say real quick, calvarynm.church, click on ministries. At the bottom, you'll see life courses, and you'll find biblical discipleship. But just be there Monday on the Osuna campus at 6:30. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, more to come after this on ABQ Connect.